Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our show, and Merry Christmas on this Christmas Eve. Delighted that you are with us. Joe Zagacki, Trevor Harris is our producer, and what a Christmas it is. Great Christmas present this past Saturday as the Miami Hurricanes defeated the Texas A&M Aggies at College Station by a score of 10-3 in the college football playoff, and the Hurricanes advance to the quarterfinals to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes on New Year's Eve. Coming up on the show, we'll hear from Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal, plus Joe Rose and Danny Rabinowitz break down the Canes' victory over Texas A&M and look ahead to the big quarterfinal matchup against the Buckeyes of Ohio State. But first on the show, let's look back at the Hurricanes' exhilarating win over the Aggies of Texas A&M. This is the way it sounded from Kyle Field in College Station.
It's the moment they've been waiting for. The tension is high. The emotion is strong. Canes and Aggies, college football playoff from College Station. Away we go. The kick is high, it's deep, and it's out of the end zone. A&M will start 1st and 10 from their 25-yard line. And we are off here at College Station. Reed is 7-for-9 for 40 yards. Three receivers to the right side. Reed, perhaps a busted play. Throws. Oh, my goodness. Did he get that pass away? He was being chased by Keontae Scott. Miami says it's a fumble. Miami has the ball. Blunt has the ball. And let's see how the Big 12 officials are going to rule it.
Moving on the field is a fumble. Recovered by the defense. First down, Miami.
First turnover of the game. Blunt comes away with it for Miami. Keontae Scott had the pressure, and Marcel Reed panicked on a busted play, and right now, Miami has the football.
Yeah, but it is the strip, the strike in the strip of Scott that forces the fumble. Great pursuit by Miami. They were getting toward the quarterback time and time again. They eventually pressured him and swiped the football out of his hand.
Joys the punt from inside his 20. That's a low sideline. Oh, my goodness! Concepcion catches it and then is absolutely drilled. Holy Moses. There were four of them down there. I think it was Pruitt that hit him.
That was...
His eyelids are seeing stars.
Hey, no. I'm nominating that right now for the Mucho Macho play of the game.
Jared Zirkle, 22-yard kick on the way. It's blocked! It's blocked! And Miami blocked it! And it's picked up by the Hurricanes. Bassey's got it. And he's pushed out of bounds. Miami blocks the kick. Big play by Miami. The first moment of magic by Miami. I think Bain blocked it for the Canes. 22-yard kick is blocked, and Miami dodges a bullet here at College Station. What a big moment.
Sun back out. White takes
Knee-high snap, left foot into it. Spirals it. Tony drifts to his right side. Feels it at this point off his left shoulder pad. Comes left side.
There you go.
Across the 25 to the 30. 20 to 35. 40. 20, 45. And here we go. 20 to the 40. He's got the 30. One man to meet. And he's brought down at the A&M 25-yard line. A seven-point tackle made by Texas A&M at the 25. Keep an eye on him. We got a chicanery here. The ball middle of the field on a fourth and four. But Miles O'Neill is in the game, who is their backup quarterback. White stands at his 32. Snap comes back. He's going to fake it. He's going to throw it. And it is incomplete. Incomplete at the 35. Fitzgerald had the coverage on the far sideline.
Thank you. We'll take the field position.
Third and three. Here comes the crowd again, trying to get the A&M defense up and over the top. And the 34 could be in four down territory. Hand off Fletcher, left side. He's got a hole. Here we go at the 20, 15, 10, down to the 9-yard line. Mark Fletcher over the left side. And Miami's got a first and goal at the A&M 9.
With your defense playing the style of football they're playing today, 3 points might be all you need.
Davis stares down at Joyce. Ball comes back. Davis sends it up and sends it through, and Miami has the icebreaker. They get a field goal and grab a 3-0 lead in this college football playoff game. Third down and 17. Miami sends four. Reed looking, rifles it, intercepted by Miami at the 45-yard line.
Take
near
it,
side.
Baby.
Fitzgerald at the 40. He's at the 30, 25, and steps out of bounds at the 22. The freshman Fitzgerald picks it off and brings it back down to the 22-yard line. His fifth interception of the season. Marcel Reed to throw, and again a tight pocket. Mezidor is there.
Got him.
He turns around and Bane got him. Bane got him back at the 6-yard line. Trey Zune, that was Reuben Bane who went right by you.
The Reuben Bane you weren't concerned about just made a sack on your quarterback.
Back with a towel draped over his belt. Marion comes in motion, turns and gives. Fletcher has a hole at the 20. 25 gets a block at the 30. 35, 40. 45, 50. Fletcher to the 40-yard line. 35-yard line. Fletcher all the way down to the A&M 32-yard line. And Miami is in business with 3:45 to go in the game. Mark Fletcher's biggest run of the season.
How about that inside run, Hurricane fans?
On a third down, we'll call it five now, from the 11-yard line of Texas A&M. Tony goes in motion. Beck's in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Hand off Tony. Runs right side. 10, 5, Tony into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! It's Hurricane's delight. It's an 11-yard touchdown for Malachi Tony. Running left to right. Tony scores. Miami has the lead. Miami has the lead, 9-3. Reed, the quarterback, takes the snap. Right hash mark, looks to throw, lets it fly. Intercepted! Intercepted! Fitzgerald, the freshman, picks it off. Miami's going to win this game. Miami's going to win the game. Fitzgerald picked it off in the end zone. A moment of magic for Miami. It's Fitzgerald with an interception. 24 seconds to go in the game. He has his second interception. Oh, my goodness. A Miami Hurricanes hero. And it's Fitzgerald, the freshman. Miami's going to win in College Station. Ecstasy for Miami. Devastation for Texas A&M. At the most opportune time or the biggest moment of the game. The pinnacle moment. Fitzgerald with an interception. Devastation for A&M. Hurricanes delight for Miami. That goes under center. He takes a snap. He takes the left knee. And Miami wins. Miami wins their first ever college football playoff game on the road. Hurricane fans, savor and rejoice. It's a moment that will live in your hearts forever. 23 years in the making since Miami last played for a championship. And Miami wins, and they advance to the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve against Ohio State. There is shock and disbelief at Kyle Field. Fitzgerald with two interceptions today, six for the season. Freshman Malachi Tony scores the winning touchdown. Freshman Bryce Fitzgerald, the game-winning interception.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., and of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. And the Hurricanes are coming off a historic win, 10-3 over Texas A&M, the first ever University of Miami college football playoff victory on the road in unbelievable conditions. A hurricane was there two ways, the wind and the hurricanes. 104,000, largest crowd ever for a college football playoff game, Coach. Your team overcame a lot, and you come out with a win, and now you head to the quarterfinals against Ohio State at the Cotton Bowl. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to all of us, right? And every hurricane family member out there that had a chance to be there, thankful for their support, and those that were watching, really proud of the resiliency, the toughness, and the ability to overcome adversity, and even more proud of the fact that after all that, guys were ready to turn the page and get our focus on the upcoming opportunity.
Coach, I'm going to jump right into this, but there was a group on the field, and no, I'm not going right to the offensive line, but the wide receivers, I don't know if for 60 minutes of football at that high a level with everything on the line, those guys were just relentless in their blocking. It was never ending the entire game.
I thought it was awesome that our offensive line coach, Coach Mirabal, you know, the offensive line was getting a lot of praise for those massive holes and the big chunk gains. And he's the one that comes out and says, our skilled players, both offensively and defensively, they were the separator in the game. They created such unbelievable opportunities just with grit and toughness and effort. And you're going to need that, you know, all the way through this entire playoff run. So really excited about what they did and what they're fixing to do.
C.J. Daniels had a great block on Malachi's touchdown. There's so many different things to talk about in this game, so I guess we'll just kind of cherry pick here. The defense holds them to 3 points. Bryce Fitzgerald gets two interceptions, which we'll get to in a moment, but one of the things that stands out is they allowed, I think, 10 sacks all season, and you got them for 7 sacks and 9 tackles for losses in one game.
Tremendous job by the guys up front. And the coordinator and the coaches just putting together a great game plan to let us play fast and free. And our guys played really hard. You know, Akeem Mesidor had 11 pressures in the game. That's sometimes even better than a sack. And Armando Blount, Scroggins, young guys got in there and made plays. But the Justin Scotts of the world, the David Blaze, Ahmad Mottens, Reuben Bain, obviously, those guys all, you know, they were complemented by some great play on the back end as well as those linebackers. Just played really well as a unit.
So a good sign of team, Coach. Malachi Toney fumbles the football, gets to the sideline, and he's attacked with hugs and encouragement and stressing to do better, and then he ends up winning the football game.
No doubt. Wasn't that awesome to watch?
Yeah.
I mean, just that's growth of a program. That's a legitimate connection of the players and just a willingness to do whatever it takes and lift each other up in tough times. And having trust in each other to come back out and put the ball in his hands again and get it done.
Mark Fletcher, he kind of stole a lot of the headlines. Longest run of the season. I think it was the longest run of his career and the most yards in his career. And boy, did it come at the right time.
It sure did. It sure did. We were actually pretty deep in our own territory when he hit that big run. And I think it was contact plus another 30 yards, you know, that actually put the ball down at about their 30-yard line. And then had another big run due to some great blocking by the guys up front and the wide receivers as well. So all in all, just an awesome day by Mark. He was really determined to make things happen.
Keontae Scott, I find very interesting. He tore up the stat sheet, but he is a guy that literally said, I'm coming back to play. And he did. I mean, he made the decision to get over it and got healthy, and what a difference he makes.
Yeah, he was his own doctor, really. I mean, he epitomizes what the standard is for just a guy who refuses to stay in the training room. I mean, the moment he had the injury, he told us all. He said, I'm going to be back sooner than later, so don't count me out. And his mentality and his approach on a daily basis, the positive thinking, the work as it relates to rehabilitation, put himself in great position to come out and make an impact, and we all felt it.
Special teams. Okay, Carter Davis had a tough day, but so did everybody into the win. Even the kid before the game who tried to kick for $1 million, he missed two. I should have known right then and there. But you block a field goal. There's a head-on collision with Concepcion on a punt return. You destroy a fake punt. And Carter Davis does come through with a field goal, and Malachi has a 55-yard punt return. I think I covered them all, but the special teams were awesome.
They were, flipped the field for us, big play. Bryce Fitzgerald, you know, on that fake punt, doing a great job sniffing that out. The block field goal was massive. I mean, absolutely massive. After getting up that big chunk pass play by them and then flipping the field and covering punts. I mean, Bobby Pruitt and the rest of those guys, they've got great holdup guys, great athletes on special teams. And our guys found a way to win at their respective positions because that was one of the best parts of their team. And just like our coach used to tell us, you got to win two or three phases in special teams. You cannot lose on special teams. There's no quicker way to a fatal blow on your in your game than to lose on special teams on a big play. We made some big ones, stopped some big ones, and certainly flipped the field.
Coach, I think you left your introductory press conference or thereabouts and went right to go recruit Wesley Vassane. And I remember that. And look what he's done. Look how he's developed. And look what kind of performance he's put in last week and really the whole time he's been here.
Yeah, one of the best Uber rides I've ever taken in my life. You know, to I'll never forget that day because I was leaving the press conference trying to take off the tie, putting the family in one Uber, getting in another Uber, trying to get over there before practice is over. Roland Smith, former teammate, was a head coach. And, I mean, you can't emphasize enough the importance of people. You know, it's not just talent acquisition, but it's level of human being. And Wes has been one of the big reasons why we continue to get better every single year and are in the position that we're in right now.
Coach, take us through the last play of the game with Bryce Fitzgerald's interception, balls to the 5-yard line. Not much different than what A&M had against Notre Dame. They had a fourth and goal against Notre Dame from about the 11-yard line through the tight end. Looked like they're trying to get it to tight end, and Bryce made a great play.
Man coverage, you know, and kind of got, you know, the nod by the tight end. And then I think what doesn't get mentioned is, you know, the twist, the stunt run by Akeem Mesidor and Armando Blunt forced them to use the back on Armando, and as he's getting in there and forcing, it made the quarterback uneasy and kind of throw a little bit off balance. And Bryce was in good position. Ball was a little bit behind, but still a good throw, and Bryce just stepped up. And he's got great hands now. The ball's in the air. He's got a chance. He's going to come down with it. And not only picking it off, but having the presence of mind to get down and end the game right there. And certainly an unbelievable moment that, again, sealed the victory.
Coach, you go through recruiting, and obviously there's some tangible things that you look at with everybody. But how do you get to the culture fit and the character of a young man?
Well, I mean, it's all about the people, and you take such a deep dive into that. You grab all the people that you can and you know that can give you a true, I don't know, a testament to what the young man is and what he's willing to do, not to do. And then you spend time watching them. And, you know, people think that it's just about going to watch them make plays. I want to watch guys in games that they're having a tough time in and see how they respond and how they lift their teammates or not. And then you want to surround them with people that could actually impact them in a positive way, right? Because it's still about growth and development, right? Not everybody comes in, you know, with no assembly required tags right on their shoulders. You have to, that's why we coach. If not, right, we'd be surrounded by drones and they do all the coaching. So all in all, just it's all about the right guys.
But you also want them to see what the Hurricane way is. You want to make sure that they understand what it's going to be like when they get here and talk to the existing players.
No doubt. I mean, if you got to come to spring practice, you got to come to fall camp, you got to see how we work. If you don't love working, it's not a great place for you. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's, you know, the old saying, no one loves high standards in a No one hates high standards more than a person that loves to cut corners, right? Those kind of guys don't really fit for us. But it's no judgment. We really want high achieving mentalities and guys that want to work.
Carson Beck, 35-5 as a starter. All this guy does is win. And the other day, tough conditions, hard to throw the football. He's managing the game for you. He doesn't turn it over. Their quarterback has 3 turnovers. Your quarterback, no turnovers. And he's got another win.
He doesn't get frazzled. He doesn't in any way, shape, or form panic, right? Sometimes we said it during the course of the game. It was really difficult to throw the football and kick the football. I mean, look at some of the snaps. Look at the snap that Malachi had to catch, right? When it snaps, when takes it. You know, it looks like one of those funky video games. And, you know, when a quarterback understands that, and he knows, well, today I got to be more of a point guard than a shooting guard. I mean, all of a sudden you walk out of there. You know, we had the one fumble. It's our second fumble of the year, right? Two too many. We don't want any. but zero interceptions. That in itself right there is a massive difference in the game. Two interceptions that we had, right, that we picked off versus zero that we threw.
Plus his ability to get you in and out of the correct play and also move personnel to help you accentuate the play.
Amen. The protections that he helped us put ourselves in the right ones, the running game and the checks that he made, coming out the second half and getting that ball. That was a great drive to start the second half because the first half was rough. We had five possessions in the second half, right? We had a field goal. We had a missed field goal. Then we had, I believe we had a punt, and then we had a turnover, which we were driving on, and then we had a touchdown. So in those five possessions, we were moving the ball well. And of course, Carson and the rest of those guys were a huge reason why.
I think you've had, I think I'm right, there's eight games this season with no turnovers. We haven't turned the ball over at all. The win, this win on the big stage at Texas A&M, all of college football is watching. What do you think it means for your program right now?
I mean, it's it validates a lot, but it also means you quickly put it to bed and move on. You know, I think we got all the enjoyment, the excitement, the celebration of that because you do. You have to celebrate moments like that. It's been a while for Miami, but I think this team, I know this team recognizes how good we can be and that we still haven't put together our best game, best complete game. And so we've put it to bed, you know, with pride, but we put it to bed and we've moved on and made sure our focus is on our next opportunity.
Coach, your defense has been absolutely phenomenal. And I think it started week one. That was obvious against Notre Dame. But really the last five games, including the playoff game, have just been spectacular. The communication looks precise. And really it's the attention to detail, but the pursuit is a big part of it.
No doubt. A lot of hats to the football.
Yeah.
A lot of people running to the ball, knowing where their help is and leveraging the football. Block destruction has improved. The use of our hands has been better. And it's got to get better because now we're about to play the best team that we have played all year with the highest level players you can play in college football. So we're looking forward to a great week of preparation.
The holidays are here. And you know what that means? You want to spend time with family. And where else will you find a better family, better customer service when you start your holiday shopping for cars than Williamson Cadillac? Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol, they've been doing this for 50 years and they know how important the holidays are. They're going to welcome you with open arms to make sure your holiday shopping is done without any kind of hassle. Stop by, see Jermaine, ask for Reggie. That's the team down there, Williamson. They'll take care of you no matter what. They're more than a dealership. They're our friends, they're our neighbors, they're our family. That's why Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. And certainly during the holidays, they want the customer experience to be just perfect. So head in to Williamson Cadillac, easy to find, located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can also go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and check out all of the inventory. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq, all in stock, all arriving every single day. You want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle. You want to get the most out of the holiday experience. Experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
It is Miami and Ohio State on New Year's Eve from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. 7:30 kickoff. Miami and the Ohio State Buckeyes. A little history between the two teams. They're the defending champs. They're kind of in the same position you were last year that you were in this year. They had to play a first-round game. Nonetheless, Ohio State is a great opportunity for your program.
Well, again, it's right now, you start the season with 136 teams that are eligible for the postseason in terms of the playoffs, and right now there's 8 teams left, you know. And none of these 8 teams got here by accident, right? You know, some teams may have stubbed their toe like we did during the year, but they're all playing their best football right now. And so the margin for error is tiny, right? So it's time to play your best football. And that's the part that we get excited about, the process and the preparation that comes with this.
Coach, they've got a defensive coordinator who's spent a lot of time in the National Football League, has won Super Bowls, multiple Super Bowls. What kind of problems does that defense present?
Just the multiple looks at disguises that come with it, elite level talent that you can use in different manners, different ways, guys that can do just about everything. Guys that could play off the ball, guys that can line up on the edge and rush the passer, guys that can line up on the edge and drop into coverage and be able to cover backs and tight ends, you know, backs that come out of the backfield in certain concepts. So just a very high caliber talent operation that plays really hard and physical, that's very well coached.
A lot of different things to talk about with their offense, but obviously the guy that jumps out is Jeremiah Smith. What is it about him that's made him so special?
I mean, it's him, it's Tate, it's Ennis, it's their tight end, it's their offensive line, it's their quarterback, it's their backfield. It's the entire operation. You know, they obviously, Jeremiah Smith is an elite football player, but he's surrounded by elite players. And it all starts up front. That offensive line has physically just had its way with people throughout the entire year. Very well coached. They play with great technique and pad level, move their feet. They create a lot of movement, protect the quarterback really, really well. And they get downhill in a hurry in the run game. They can get around you, through you. The tight ends are big, physical, and fast, stretch the field. All the receivers have game-breaking abilities. Just a very complete team.
Coach, let's go back to the quarterback. Julian Sands started his career at Alabama, went to Ohio State. What are some of the things that he excels at?
I mean, it starts with his comfort with the offense. You could tell that he's very well coached because he does not look like a first-year starter. You know, the way that he operates in that offense, understanding where to go with the ball, when to go there, understanding his protections when he's in five-man versus six- and seven-man and when the ball's got to come out, conceptually and which side of the field to work. There's no flinch in his game at all. And then his pocket mobility and awareness, his ability to extend plays, his ability to run the ball. He's just a complete quarterback that's playing at a really, really high level and really should have been a Heisman finalist, you know, in his with his performances this year.
Don mentioned Matt Patricia. They're giving up on defense 8.2 points per game, 84 yards rushing. But you've been persistent with your rushing attack. Are there certain concepts that they've used this year that have given other teams trouble?
Well, I think it's just holistically, everything that they do combined with their level of talent, it's very difficult. It's been very difficult for teams to move the ball, let alone score points. So they come at you in waves as well. They are 2 and 3 deep at just about every position. Very impressive group.
Coach, is there any way to describe how close the margins really are, especially, you know, you come out of the regular season, you go to Pitt on the road there, and that's a margin game is how you discussed before you went in, and then you go to the first round of the playoffs, and now you go another step further. As you mentioned a minute ago, it gets closer, but kind of explain how come it gets so close.
Well, I mean, it's the mistakes could be fatal, you know, if you don't find a way to respond to them, you know. But I guess the best way to, I mean, Dan Campbell, I thought, just an elite manner in terms of the way he approaches his team and the game. You know, it's a guy that I watch a lot, and I heard him talk about how, you know, you really can't give away plays, right? You just can't. And, you know, it's not stated to make anybody nervous or uptight. It's not. It's the other way around. You know, it's to increase your level and intensity in your preparation so that you can truly cut it loose on game day, right? And have fun playing the game with confidence. But knowing that, you know, don't waste plays, right? Be exactly where your feet need to be. Be in the moment and stay in the moment, because your highest level of performance is required to have success.
The playoff system, you were in it when it was 4, right, with Alabama. Now we've got 12. Played on campus. I thought it was pretty wild. Just your overall thoughts on where we are with this playoff. And I mean, it's got to be exhilarating, right, when you're in it.
I think it's great. I mean, I think playoffs with people gaining home field advantage, I think it's a great concept. And there's a reason the NFL does it, right? They don't play in a different state until the very last one. So a great experience. But we've learned our lesson this year about, I mean, it's Monday already, right? Like, we've moved on. We've learned the experience of how attention and accolades can, you know, just take away from the next week and become a little bit intoxicating. So we're thrilled. And really, I mean, the turnout by our fans, because they put them up in like the stratosphere, you know, to watch the game. But that's part of home field advantage. I think it's awesome. And I'm glad they were a part of it. But really happy that our players have more validation of their processes to make them hungrier, to make them humble and appreciative of what we have in front of us and take full advantage of it.
Coach, how do you schedule this? I mean, you come home, you played obviously on Saturday, that's fine, but you're playing a week and a half later on a Wednesday and Christmas is there. And how do you do the scheduling for a game like this?
Well, you really can't take Christmas, birthdays, weddings, anything into account. Right. You know, I mean, your Christmas present is we're playing, you know, and what a present. I'd exchange anything for that present, right? At any time, it just so happens this week, it lays out, you know, just like a regular game week, just with 3 extra days and 3 days that we'll take full advantage of. You have to have the balance of getting in your physical work and practicing physicality at the line of scrimmage and on the perimeter, but you also have to maintain the health at the forefront of your preparation. So it's a regular game week plus 3, and we're taking advantage of every second we can.
But Wednesdays can sometimes be a Monday, and Tuesdays can sometimes be a Thursday, right, when you're in the football world.
You get a couple extra Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which are your heavy lifting days. When I say lifting, like actual work days. And you get an extra Monday and an extra Sunday. Mm-hmm. So you get 2 Sundays, 2 Mondays, and then a couple of extra days in there as well. It's a great process, you know, because when you consider traveling, when you consider the physicality, the nature of these games, you're plenty of ice bags handed out, right, after a game like this. And so I think our guys have a really good feel for how we operate and how we handle things. And they have the schedule, and they're excited to get at it.
I think this game has so many sidebars for old guys like Don and I. We remember the last time Miami and Ohio State played, and many in the fan base do as well. However, Don was interviewing Carson Beck the other day. He said he was one. He was one. So I guess as the leader, you kind of have to balance that with your team a little bit, right?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when two teams that have a history, they play, that's always going to come up with the fan base and everything else. And I mean, college football is awesome because of the pageantry and how just passionate the fan base are and whatnot. And that's great. But this game is the 2025 version of both programs. You know, And that's it. That's where it stays. I mean, this is going to be determined by the 22 guys on the field on a snap by snap by snap basis. And that's what our focus is. You know, the outside stuff, I mean, people, they, again, let them have fun with whatever they want to have fun and focus on. Know that over here we're focusing on what we need to do.
I think it's fair to give some insight to the players. You talk about going, and Joe mentioned 104,000 fans at A&M. If you're on the field and if you're Miami, you want that. That's fine. You don't mind going against 104,000 of their people. And the same thing is going to happen when we go to Dallas, too. It's going to be a big crowd and very, very loud. But that's the fun of the game.
Yeah, it's the old movie Hoosiers, man. The field's 120 yards long, right, and 53 and a third yards wide. So, and every single day we practice on that same field and out here on Green Tree. And it's always going to be in the preparation, how that carries over to execution. And, you know, we expect a lot of our people there. It's an unbelievable venue. But between now and then, there is a lot of work to do, a lot of film study to do. And that's our sole focus is on that, just full bore, full throttle.
I guess the last thing for you is this unfolds. What are some of the boxes that need to be checked for you to have success in this game?
Well, I mean, it's everything. You know, I don't think there's anything on your must-do list that you can, in a game like this or any game, that you can just kind of skip by. I mean, everything's important here, because as much as we always talk about the line of scrimmage, well, the perimeter is just as important. That's a very physical, talented group that can do it all. They can play man, they can play trap, they could have all their combo coverages, they communicate really well, they've got catch-up speed, they can do it all, right? And when you play high-level teams like this, like we did this past week, all of your systems, all of your rotations, substitutions, your mechanics, your technique, your fundamentals, your play calling, the personnel usage, right? Everything, every part of it is at a premium in terms of detail, in terms of precision, and in terms of effort and physicality. So I know I didn't answer your question.
No, you did.
But you got to work your butt off, and it doesn't stop and it shouldn't stop. And the level of enthusiasm for opportunities like this, right? These are awesome. So we're blessed to be here, and we just can't wait to just keep working.
I think I can say this. I think I'm right on this. 14 games, the most ever in the history of the University of Miami. I don't think another University of Miami team has played 14 games. I don't think another University of Miami team has played 13 games, so longest ever. Congratulations, and you came here and said, you know, had an idea, a blueprint, and here we go. Now on to the quarterfinals. So congratulations and the best of luck.
Let's keep working. Go Canes.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Always.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Happy to welcome you back to the show on this Christmas Eve. And a reminder, coming up on New Year's Eve, the Miami Hurricanes will take on the Ohio State Buckeyes from Cowboy Stadium at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. We'll be on the air at 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve day. Kickoff is set for 7:30. A rematch from the 2002 season, the Fiesta Bowl, the last time the Miami Hurricanes played for a national championship, had the controversial ending, of course. This game has great, great storylines, not only a revenge factor, but, of course, Ohio State and the University of Miami. Both teams have players from South Florida. Jeremiah Smith leading the way at wide receiver, one of the great receivers, one of the great players in college football for Ohio State. How does Miami shut him down? As I mentioned, great storylines. Can the Hurricanes continue on the road to the national championship? For a look back at the Canes' victory over Texas A&M and looking ahead to Ohio State, here's Joe Rose and Danny Rabinowitz.
All right, welcome back in here on Hurricane Hotline, and kind enough to join us here on today's edition of the show is Joe Rose from our morning show here on WQAM. Joe, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Go Canes.
That's all you got for
hey,
us here?
Hey, I'm just pumped up. I can't believe this. But one minute we're talking about whether they're going to get in or not, and the Notre Dame thing and the head-to-head, and it didn't look good, and everybody, you know, on the playoff committee makes it sound like we're – it's a long shot. You weren't feeling good. Next thing you're in, then you go to Texas A&M. You get this huge win, and it was so impressive. I thought for a low-scoring game, a 10-3 win, I just thought it was so much fun. It's just so much back and forth. Special teams problems. Teams both made big plays and couldn't score off of them, and it goes right down to the wire.
Well, it's fun when you come out on the winning end of one of those, because there were a lot of plays I thought Miami left on the field. You look at this next matchup with Ohio State, and clearly they are going to have to score some more points, and we'll get to that game in just a second. But the defensive effort by the Canes in that game, you hold them to 3 points. And again, the last few drives of that game were so wild, right? Miami goes down the field and scores. Then Texas A&M goes down the field, gets to the 5-yard line, and the defense holds.
Well, the defense just, I mean, that's a game people will be talking about for a while, just how good that Canes defense was. Hey, I thought two things really. Malachi, the fumble late in the game, they have to get a stop. They can't let them get, you know, another chance to kick a field goal. They get the stop, some great defensive plays. And earlier, they have a 69-yard pass play, looked like a broken coverage, and sets them up. And again, Reuben Bain, who was not only had sacks and played so great, also blocks a kick to allow them. So you get a 69-yard play, and you can't score any points. So those are just huge wins. And this game was defensive-driven. Three takeaways. The run defense, again, 2.5-yard average. Texas A&M could not run the ball. And then you pin it back, and Reuben Bain, who got called out by dumbest thing I've seen by a left tackle, and has 3 sacks, and the team had 7 sacks in this game. They just played great. There was just no weakness. You know, we talked about all the great individual performances in this game, and they got them from everybody. Their safeties, the defensive line, Torre, the great play he had to make. You just go on, and a freshman, Bryce Fitzgerald, out of Columbus High School, gets 2 interceptions, including the play to end the game in the end zone.
From an offensive standpoint, what stood out to you as far as what can improve, right? Because you're going to have to score some more points in this
passing
next
game.
Yeah. What is the key to doing that?
You got to get all those guys involved. We got to get back. I love getting Malachi the ball, and I know they're doing everything they can, but we got to get those other receivers involved. Trader had a chance. He runs by his guy to start the game, and the wind's blowing, and they didn't come close to connecting on it. He threw it a little to outside and too deep on the throw. But we're going to need Carson Beck to play a bigger part in this game. You're going to have to throw it. you're going to have to throw it. But it sure is nice to see. It's been a while since we've seen them run the football inside the way they were able to in that game. I just thought it was huge. At that last drive, you need it. And Mark Fletcher takes over and has his game of his career.
We talked a lot in the pregame about Carson Beck and the fact that you're going into a place, very hostile environment, right? But he is a very poised quarterback, and he did exactly what was really important. He didn't turn the ball over.
I did not turn it
and,
over.
And Don Bailey Jr. would be very happy to hear this, by the way, because he's big on turnovers just like you. And we talked about it in the pregame. You see, you got to win that turnover battle.
That's the Dolphins, about three turnovers real quickly, yeah. What it'll do to a game. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they also have trouble hearing when it's loud.
That's different problems.
You know,
that's
also a problem. But that turnover thing, that was a huge key to this game, especially in a game that's so close like that.
Yeah. So, you know, he talks about it. Carson Beck's had him. So he's seen what happens when you turn it over too much. But we are going to need him. He's going to be some one-on-one opportunities. Just got to get the rest of this wide receiving core more involved in it. I'm not saying take away anything. They're going to still try to get Malachi Toney the ball a zillion different ways, including throw it again. Would not be surprised to see him throwing again in this game. But I just think it's got to be balancing, and Carson Beck's going to have to make some throws as you play against better and better competition, and you're stepping up against Ohio State.
Yeah, there's all sorts of storylines going into this game here against Ohio State, and you were actually at the Fiesta Bowl game.
I was about 15 to 20 yards from Coach Coker,
mm-hmm.
because I did the show with him. So I was running out there. He was damn near to the 50-yard line in the middle of the field. And that flag came out. I know we exaggerated a little bit, but that was a late, late flag at that point. And everybody kind of stopped, and you realize they're going to call pass interference. Mm-hmm. And kept that drive going. They end up losing that game. But, yeah, I was I thought the Rose Bowl and a lot of the same guys from the Rose Bowl, maybe the greatest University of Miami football team of all time, the way they pounded Nebraska in that game. Then they come back the following year against Ohio State, and that team had a lot of the same guys on it, and it was loaded and, you know, disappointing they didn't win because that team was so talented.
It is funny, though, you know, listen to Don doing the post-game show in the locker room, and he's explaining to a lot of the kids because none of them were alive. Yeah. Well, they weren't alive.
And they don't care.
Yeah.
We're trying to make something of the history, and they're like, I'll have to ask my parents about that. I have no idea.
Well, here's one they do care about. How about that wide receiver matchup we're going to get?
Jeremiah Smith,
yeah. Malachi on the other side. That's about as good a matchup as you can get.
Can't talk about these games without talking about South Florida. Jeremiah Smith out of Chaminade, five-star wide receiver, and by the way, teammate of JoJo Trader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's unbelievable. He's ready to go right now in the first round. He's a big, strong guy. And they're going to try to get him the ball, too. So I'm really curious to see what they're going to drop. Heatherman's going to draw up for him. But you're going to have to score some points. But that defense, I got to tell you, man, this defense, and for all these guys to have really their best game of the year in the biggest game, the best players played their biggest game, I just thought that said it all. And then you have a couple young guys close out the game. Just fantastic.
We'll leave you on this one here, Joe. You look at this game with Ohio State, and Miami's going to be big underdogs, right? They're going to probably be double-digit underdogs in this game. You got that and the fact that Ohio State going to go almost a month without playing a football game. To me, those are a couple of advantages for Miami, right? You come in as an underdog, which is good to start, I think, right? Because maybe Ohio State takes you a little lightly, and you don't know how rusty they're going to be.
I think a month off is too much. I like the bye week, you understand. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to get that. We see it in the NFL. Everybody wants to be the one seed and get the week off. But, Woody, that's a long time off. You're right. We were talking about on the shows to have that much time because you can only practice so hard unless you decide to do a scrimmage during that time. And at the end of the year, you don't want to be doing scrimmages. You got guys that just put in 13 games by the time you count the conference championship game. There could be a little rust to start. It'd be a chance to – their timing could be off. You're going a different speed from practice that you do in a game. So some of those things could benefit the Ohio State or to help the University of Miami out in this game to start.
All right, it's on New Year's Eve, Joe. Are you a New Year's Eve guy? I haven't even asked you this. Do you stay up and watch the ball drop?
I have a hard time staying up. I do, though. I do because the wife really pushes me. Like, don't do it. It's once you can suck it up. These hours, Woody, this getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning, it is hard. I'm an old guy.
Well, the game's going to end around 11, give or take, right? And you'll be fired up.
Well, I'll be fired up for the game. So, then I'm good. Then I'm good to go. Yeah,
so you'll make it to the ball drop?
I think so. I think I'm good.
Good to hear. All right, man. Thank you for taking the time
with us
here.
Woody, man, this is great, man, to be part of this Kane show and what's going on. Mario Cristobal getting this thing flipped around. Man, can you imagine how he feels getting that first win for the playoffs coming back here? Said it would take him a few years. Took a lot of heat from a lot of people. And here he is, man. And more good players on the way.
It's an incredible job. And we'll see if the Canes can keep it rolling. New Year's Eve, they'll get Ohio State in Dallas.
All right, thanks so much to Joe and Danny. Also, thanks to Mario Cristobal, Don Bailey Jr., and our producer, Trevor Harris. We'll talk to you on New Year's Eve from Cowboy Stadium for the Canes and Buckeyes. We'll be on there at 3 o'clock, kickoff at 7:30 on New Year's Eve. Thank you for joining us on this Christmas Eve. And everybody, have a very Merry Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.